Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's haircut number one, haircut number two, one, two, shaking my shoe, two, three, doing a me, four, five, let's go dive. There we go, what's the haircut guys.
Yep, it's going to take a while for me to get used to this. I went upstairs just now to go to the loo and shocked myself.
You shocked yourself?
Who's that person? Oh, it's me.
Oh.
Still me.
That was the Cardiff, I look like a professor.
Yeah.
And you look like a pop star. You look like an indie pop star. Lulu, as she is now. You look like an indie pop star from the 90s.
I'll do
the
that.
Kind of person that will get to number 42 in the charts and we'd see you on Top of the Pops, fall in love with you and think, yes, this is a success for our generation, then we'd never see you again.
But I've got a wicked shirt. Look at this.
It's a great shirt. Hang on. Buddy Cat.
Christmas cat, isn't it?
Isn't it funny that Buddy Cat... Puddy cat. So I thought a buddy cat.
I did.
And puddy is Hindi for vagina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Welcome to the show. I went and had a little trimmage today as well.
Yeah. Saw mine and went, oh, I'll have some of that.
Dave's turning off Dylan's New Morning for this. Actually, I think it's a great record. Can't you hear the bluebird crying? There's a star on the road and this is the road. This is where all my dreams come true on my new morning.
All right.
2 hour show tonight with peace and with love. With peace and with love. 2 hour. I think, I think I'm going to make this smaller because I think you inspired me. Mm. I'm just going to focus it on the hair. That's all you're going to see is just the hair.
That's looking good.
You inspired me to get a haircut and I went and had a little trim. Oh, and now the button doesn't work. Now, oh, that does work. Oh, that's interesting. You inspired me to get a haircut because you had a haircut and I thought, I'm going to do it, freshen myself up. But I said to him, I'm growing it. Keep it long at the side. I said, I'm growing a Chris Christopherson, Turkish lad, never heard of him.
No.
So I explained to him, me and Bobby McGee. And he was like, what? And so I had to go and buy a guitar, a nylon stringed acoustic, come back and play me and Bobby McGee to him. And then he went, don't know it. I said, Convoy. He said, I don't know it. I said, Millennium, the time travel film where hot, sexy women come back from the future to have sex with Chris Christopherson. He went, oh, no.
It's a lot of work to do for a good haircut.
Thank you, everyone who bought some merch today. We've got big mail out is coming tomorrow. If you ordered some merch today, it's going to get posted tomorrow by that young lady over there. We're very bright here.
Too bright. What's going on?
I turned these up a bit when I was doing... podcast earlier, so it's going to go down.
Because I look like I'm
going down.
Soft.
I tell you the best songs on New. Is it New Morning that's got the one about horses? Anyway, let's go down a Dylan rabbit hole. I'm a recent convert to Dylan. I'm a recent convert. The song about horses is great. I think it's the opening one that's sung by ladies. It's great. So,
hope that helps with your Dylan exploration.
I think I fixed all of the technical issues that we had.
Well, let's see.
I think I fixed all of the technical issues that we had, but I'm not totally sure. Welcome to the show. This is the Late Night Alternative. Thank you, Paul. The TLNA trimmed twosome. I put the heating on and now I'm too hot. So I'm going to turn it off. Oh! Oh!
Yeah?
We might have... Oh, yay, yay.
Well, go on.
I've just received a text from a professor.
Oh.
Professor Joe Lavens. Because there's a big story...
I thought he was never coming on again.
Big story... big story about the Prime Minister or President of Israel. Did you see this story? This is a true story.
This isn't about the monolith.
No.
It's not a monolith. A monolith has to be a rock. It was just like... someone.
I don't think a monolith has to be a rock.
It does. That's what lith is.
Okay, well, what about the monoliths in 2001?
Not a monolith. Just big things. I've not heard back from Gail. I'm sure she'll come on when she's ready to. She's having the time of her life, and quite rightly so. So I said to her, when you're ready, we'll be ready.
Just negotiating a time for Professor Joe Lavens to come on. Right, so let's go to... we go to the news stories. We go to... oh, by the way, I mean, guys, this stuff is going to be... this stuff is going to go... I've got to find... I don't know if I have a camera on this now. Hang on a minute. Let me just get a camera, because I fixed most of it. It's called Arscam. That comes and goes. So this stuff is by midnight. Actually, probably sooner, because I'm bored of looking at it.
Oh, I like it, but yes.
But at some point, this stuff is going to be taken off. Like in the next few weeks, you won't be able to buy this stuff anymore. Okay, guys. So perfect. Phone. Hang on. Best number on air now. So Professor Joe Lavens is coming on at 10:30. This stuff is going.
Splendid.
This stuff is going, and soon you won't be able to buy it. Membership card, record, poster, all reduced in price. Just buy it. I've got about 300 of these posters. I'm going to burn them all. So do that. Right. Pats, could you go back off, please, mate?
Pats, what are you looking at?
Israeli
Pocket.
UFO. Here we go. From The Independent. Aliens exist and Trump is keeping it secret in case we panic, claims Israeli scientist. So I thought it was the president of Israel. It's Israeli scientist. Ex-space security boss, Chaim. I love that name.
Chaim.
It's that noise, isn't it? Chaim.
Chaim.
I love that. I don't do it well enough, and apologies if that's your name and I'm not getting close to it, but I try. Chaim Eshed.
Remember Chemda? She just appreciates Chemda. Anyone having a go.
Makes extraordinary claims in publication of his new book, The Universe Beyond the Horizon. Christmas
too,
list.
Too late, mate. You can ask someone else.
Okie dokie. Oh, the talk of great names. The surname of the reporter.
Kate Ng.
I think it's pronounced Ng.
Well, I went to school with the Vanessa Ng, and she said Ng.
Okay, well, there's a song by They Might Be Giants called Anna Ng.
Well, Vanessa was Chinese.
Okay.
They Might Be Giants, I believe.
Are two of them. So it's 2-1 so far. It's 2-1 so far. Names.
Anyway, it's a good name.
Donald Trump's presidency has been filled with outlandish claims, many from the commander-in-chief himself, but few have literally been out of this world. To remind me, hey, Google, set an alarm to call Professor Joe Lavens at 10:30, please. I'm going to call the wrong professor now. According to Israel's...
what is forever spin? Is that just a top? Is that what that is?
Well, what?
Never old, never, never. Forever spin.
My favourite toy when I was a kid. Talk about people that sticks and hoops, right? This is how old I am. And I've forgotten about this. My favourite toy was a gyroscope. Made of metal. It was in a box. Got it out and you'd go, Mum! You got any string? I want to play with the gyroscope. In the drum. And you put this, thread this thick string through and wind it round.
Yeah. Did it make a noise?
No, because it wasn't a toy. Well, it was a toy, but it was a crappy old toy. It was brilliant. My favourite toy. Didn't turn the heating off, did I? My favourite toy was the gyroscope. I used to love the gyro. I can turn the heating off with my phone because I'm a celebrity. There we go.
And it's the future.
Turned it off.
The future.
Although I like that cat top. Although that cat is doing some action to get its ass up there.
That cat looks like it's forcing itself out of her breast and the other one is forcing its way into her liver.
According to which is what your cat would do if you died.
No, she wouldn't eat mine. She'd look at it and go...
According to Israel's former space security chief, the president's biggest secret is of the interstellar variety, the existence of aliens. Aliens. Chaim Eshed claimed the American government had an agreement with a galactic federation of aliens, but Mr. Trump would not reveal the truth because humanity is not ready. He said in an interview in Israel's Yediot Aharonot newspaper.
Idiot what?
I've been to Israel. The apparent agreement was struck to fellow aliens to research and understand the fabric of the universe. Aliens, so the professor claims, and he's a professor, and I look like a professor, and we're going to speak to a professor. Mm. Aliens from all over the universe area are already walking among us. Sorry?
The universe area.
It was said, that's what it says there. I was just reading what it said. I just read what I said. So so we're going to get Professor Joe Lavens on to talk about that.
Yeah, mate,
God, we look... Come over. We look hot.
This needs to be more...
This is the hottest stream. Let's open Skype. We were going to do hide and seek tonight. Can we do that another night?
Yeah.
I feel a... Here's where I'm at. Let's do the sponsors first, and then we're going to tell you where we're at. We've got some great, great sponsors. Gregorian Emerson Family Law Solicitors, gelaw.co.uk. If you're getting divorced, and a lovely chat with Richard Gregorian on the Skype today. Just catching up, Richard. And let's just say, I think yes. That's all I'm going to say.
Did you get any feedback from them?
Got feedback.
Yeah.
The
and
feedback
did he say is what I said he'd say.
The feedback is yes, within certain criteria, which we will discuss. But here is gelaw.co.uk. Getting divorced, it sucks. Richard Gregorian is a nice guy. He's a great guy.
He's a legal guy.
He's a legal guy. Strictly legal.
Legally a guy.
And they will bring, a more human... Have you always got to think? Humanistic, humane or human? Well, humane, no. Not saying they're not humane. They're not inhumane. But human is more appropriate than humane. You go, oh, they're humane. Oh, so they don't torture puppies. Well, duh, no. They're human. It's human. It's humans. It's humans. It's humans. Which is ironic because it's aliens we're talking about.
But now we're talking humans getting divorced.
We're getting...
In the future, we might be talking about aliens getting divorced. I don't know whether they recognise marriage as we would.
They better... That is illegal on British television. I've got a new catchphrase. We were watching Naked Attraction,
which should be illegal.
And there was one bit where
Let's just say it would have been TOS.
I think it was a woman looking at men. Have I got that right? Because it was a penis that was the thing, the subject of debate.
She remarked upon his... He wasn't circumcised.
Foreskin, right? And she said, I've not had much experience with foreskins and non-circumcised. So he grabbed his penis and he pulled it back. Now, if he'd have done that forward then back again, that's a Tommy Tank. And I'm watching my language.
Oh, my God.
I'm watching my language.
The thing is, you're not wrong, are you?
So one, two, three, that's masturbatory. But apparently one is all right. And so I yelled out, and I meant it, that's not legal on British TV. Because I don't think it is. I don't think it is. That's not legal on British TV. And that's now my new catchphrase. Mm.
Yeah.
That's not legal on British TV.
There are a few things on that programme.
So that's
very sketchy.
Poseidon Safety Management. You wouldn't believe what these guys get up to in their spare time. And I can't even begin to tell you what they get up to in their spare time. They've got to let off stress somehow because they're out there helping homeless people, helping companies, helping society, helping communities.
Helping you. And I know you don't live in Devon or Cornwall, but it has a knock-on effect. No man is an island. No county is... Well, they are actually, but there are boundaries. But there's a knock-on effect for the wider society. Go on, carry on.
You know Cornwall's tier one? These guys.
How did they get rid of the COVID again?
Zeus ate it.
Yeah.
And then shat it out in Somerset.
It's true.
Abbeycare.co.uk. Specialist addictions recovery clinics. Go and have a look at their website. In the with Ian Lee earlier on today, a lot of talk of lot. This is one of the joys of that show, of this show, and of the what we have created through working together for the last 8 years. And I genuinely mean that. And that was one of the things I was talking to Paul Chowdhury about in his podcast, is that we have created an environment where today men were able to phone up and talk honestly about sex addiction and addiction to pornography. Wow.
And that is why we guard the chat so carefully, right? Because we want to keep that non-judgmental, non-mocking tone, well, you know, unless it's Gafford, but we want to keep it because it allows people to say things they wouldn't necessarily say to anybody else.
It was humbling, right? And which is I'm not going to share it because it was shared by those gentlemen. They're not necessarily here. If you want to hear the podcast, you've got to be a Patreon. But it was great. And that is because we have worked for 8 years. We have kind of chipped away, and created this environment that we're still creating where people feel comfortable coming on, phoning up or coming on Skype or whatever and sharing stuff that many people could find embarrassing. And sex addiction is one of those things where people go, what does that sound? So, I wouldn't mind a bit of that myself. It is, as a sex addict, it is horrible because it ain't all about sex. Even if it was just about sex, which it is for some people, it is horrible, right? So we have created this environment. And what is great is it means that we've also attracted people like Abbey Care Groups. If you are struggling with any of your addictions, A, you can phone us. I recommend the rooms, NAAA, SAA, SLA. But also centres like this, specifically Abbey Care in Glasgow and Gloucester, because they got people... they got teams of people who are experts in all the fields of addiction. Mm-hmm. So go and have a chat with them.
And don't forget to mention this advert when you do, because you get 25% off.
Oh, now, because it's... thank you. Now, has it moved? Because a lot of the things have been... There it is. There we go. Go to store.team17.com. Tonight, we're going to go and have a look at their website and see what games... See what all this fuss is. What is all this fuss?
Tell you what I've heard about it. Tell you what I've heard. I've heard that they've got loads of brilliant games massively discounted.
It's all this fuss.
But then...
Don't get it.
You can go in there with your TLNA code and get another 17% off. That doesn't seem right.
Get what all of the fuss is about this Team 17, 30 years, big discounts and codes. I don't get what all the fuss is. So we're going to go and find out. And if I smell bullshine,
what?
I'm going to cut someone's head off. We're going out of focus a little bit here, which is... That tree's doing its thing.
It's not flashing, is it, or anything?
No. I just saw someone from... Artemis! Hello, I followed from yesterday's stream with Matt. Looking forward to sitting in on this stream, Matt. That guy. He's incredible, right? Mm. You missed the raid yesterday. We're going to go to... He's brilliant. Can we get a shout-out from Matt? Can we get a shout-out from Matt? Because that was some stream. I was going to say we found him, right? But on Twitter. I'm back on Twitter, by the way. I've only tweeted a little bit. But that sounds arrogant because it implies, hey, I've discovered this kid. And what I meant was, and I didn't say, is look, Catherine and I have, for the first time, found this talent. Man alive, what a voice. Mads, can we get a shout out from Matt, please? Can we get a shout out for that guy? Although I would like to sing him a song.
Well, I don't think he needs that.
I would like to sing him a song.
He's probably Matt had enough Walden, of music. That's his job. He's probably had enough of music. Probably just
I can do
want some quiet.
I can do all let me do all that some shit
peace.
That he does.
And quiet.
I can do all that shit that he does with
You haven't got a loop pedal.
I think I can make one.
Or a back catalogue of excellent songs. Oh, God.
Well, that's one of his downfalls, is he relies on old material. Oh, I wrote a song that Lionel Richie doesn't like. No. Don't focus on the negative. You've got to focus on the positive. Focus on the positive. Lionel Richie didn't like it. Ian Lee thought it was all right. Focus on that.
Yeah.
Oh,
they never cite you as an inspiration, do they?
The cats has done it. Really stinky.
Are you blaming the cat?
We're in the line of shite. That's Catherine's line. Oh, I've got a song on Spotify that's had 5 million. You know what I mean? So, if Matt is here, Matt, this is how we do it. This is how we do it in the United Kingdom. We've got some of Matt's fans in tonight. Welcome.
Have we?
Yeah, well, I just said that there's someone came from Matt's stream.
Okay. I'm really sorry for that person. Because you're about to...
We're going to play hide and seek next week, right?
You're about to cop for a taste.
So he's got like the effects loop in it and all that shit.
Yep.
That's kind of cheating. That's kind of cheating. Okay.
To do that, is that part
street, I thought you looked like the kind of girl I'd like to meet in my dreams or in the donut shop. Saw your hair, saw your lovely hands, saw your eyes and your wrists, and I saw that you could be looking for a man like me. So I stopped and I asked you your name. You looked at me and you said, well, it's Jane. And I said, Jane, let's go and make love in the afternoon. Let's make love today. It's 3:15 in the afternoon. So we went to your parents' house. I mean, she's like my age, but she lives with her parents. Okay. I didn't mean it to be, she is.
Bit of a red flag for some
she's
people.
She's in her late 30s, like me.
And very late.
Okay, well.
Late,
I just
late,
have to
late,
say, when I said
late.
Parents, some of you would have instantly thought, no, it's not a school, it's an adult. She's what?
Glad you made that clear.
So I asked Jane why she lived at her mom and dad's, and she looked to me and got kind of sad. She said that her husband was a murderer, and that's why she...
Second red flag.
...had to leave him, because she killed all of her friends. He killed all of Jane's friends. He'd killed all of her friends, including Natalie, Olivia, Stephen, and David.
Shouldn't laugh.
And Julia.
Not Julia. She was my favourite.
Stephen killed Julia.
An animal.
I stopped unzipping my fly and I said, tell me more about this guy. He sounds kind of sick, but I'm kind of interested. How did he do it? How did he kill your friends? How did he do it? I really,
weird.
Really, really gotta know. Oh,
it's a bit weird. Sick interest.
She said he killed Jane by driving over her in Spain.
She is Jane.
Oh, God, that was confusing.
She was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
There we go.
A really, really, really sexy ghost. A really, really, really sexy ghost. I was humping the ghost in the bedroom when the mum and dad came home. When I looked
down. It wasn't a ghost, it was Jane's dressing gown. And her mum said, oi, you dirty bastard, you're the strawberry guy. And the dad said, what do you mean the strawberry guy? And she said, you know that thing with Amir Khan? And oh God, it's him! They told me to get out. I tried to say that I was making love to the daughter, but she died 10 years ago that very day.
Wow. that wasn't shit.
Thank you. Now, all I'm saying is, Matt is okay.
But he doesn't sing songs about sexy ghosts.
And Dylan gets 250 million. what is wrong with this world?
Who else would sing a song about making love to a dressing gown in the afternoon?
It was a great... It's
I love the fact that their married daughter, she'd been out of the house for some time, obviously met a very sad end, but they'd kept her dressing gown.
Well, they kept the whole room the same.
Yeah. And then you're in there defiling it.
Was I?
Yeah.
Was I?
That's exactly what you said you were doing.
Was I? But was I, though? Was she there?
No.
How did I know where to go?
Paper.
You
seem to know an awful lot about the murders.
It's a true story. It's true crime. Ian loves true crime, said Fizzy Mint.
I could come.
Thank you, Alexia.
You weirdo.
So that is...
Merry Christmas, everyone.
So all I'm saying is, tell Matt the gauntlet has been laid down.
You did say that you're up for a collab.
Yeah, I'm up for it. I don't know if I am now. I don't know if he's up. I don't know if he's up to my standards. We're out of focus, right?
No, I'm always this dreamy.
Look, there's Baby Kath.
Yeah.
Baby Kath, do 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 do. Baby Kath, do 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 do. Baby Kath, do 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 do. Baby Kath.
No, the other one is Frank Sidebottom.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where's Baby Ian? Baby Ian. Oh, Baby Ian's at the top up there, but you can't really see.
Yeah, you can.
It's on top. Baby Ian, do 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 do. You can't really see. That's all you get. I don't think I can make that. Make it bigger. No, there's Baby Ian there.
That's just so you can see what Ian's chin looks like underneath his beard.
I think I'm John Gaunt. Seven chins are gone.
Who? Sorry?
Hey, so can you give my some views I have too? Well, there's a phone number in your name, so that's getting cold.
That's a little bit... I would change that for
that
you.
That is getting cold. A couple of times I've seen people... This is like a while ago. I've seen people that have followed me, that have just set up Twitter accounts, and it's their phone number. And I phone them up to tell them.
To say, I wouldn't do that if I were
Hello,
you.
It's Ian Lee.
Twitter is full of perverts.
One of my favourite things is, and Kath has seen me do this, is if we send out the merch from here.
No routes found.
There's no routes, everyone. It's very disappointing.
Let me try that again. I don't know what that plus three was. Zero? But hang on, where is it? Zero, seven. And if we don't know if we've sent something out, I will phone the person up. Withheld number, I'm not insane. And I go, yeah, hello, who's this? I go, hello, it's Ian Lee. I just wanted to check an order that we've...
No routes found.
Why is it think we're in America?
Do 4-4 at the beginning.
No.
Yes.
It shouldn't have to.
Just do it anyway.
No, I want to change the settings. All right, plus...
Countries and regions up the top.
Okay, all right.
I don't know anyone in Burkina Faso.
You doing your nails?
No, I'm looking at these wicked JPU records.
They're not advertising with us this week. They're not here this week. They're there next week, please.
I can't stop thinking about them.
I've been thinking about you.
Is that Sydney Youngblood?
Do you know Rochford made a comeback about a year ago?
Did they?
They. It's a group, apparently.
Oh, I thought it was Andrew Rochford.
This is the Vodafone voicemail Butler. Service for 07384227.
I've got to check the numbers.
Low numbers. Don't do that.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I've had a good day.
Go on, tell me more about your day.
Wrote a brilliant song about a dead girlfriend of mine once.
Did you? I'd like to hear that.
I just sang it to.
Oh. That one?
I mean, she was dead before I met her. I spoke to a doctor on a telephone.
Yeah.
And today. I had a telephone appointment. She phoned me up while I was about to pay for the petrol. And I went, oh, I'm about to pay for the petrol. She went, I'll call you back in 5 minutes. I went, thanks very much indeed. She phoned up just as I was walking through the door. And I say she because it was a lady doctor. Some of my favourite doctors have been women. Which is why when Doctor Who became a woman, I didn't mind. I'd stopped watching that shit years ago. So I had booked this appointment with two things in mind, and this is big news. This is big news for me. First thing, I said, I would like to consider cutting down my antidepressant medication. And we talked about it, and I thought, I'm not going to go and see my psychiatrist, I'm going to do GP. I said, I want to cut down my medication. And so we're cutting down my medication, starting from next week, to give it a go. Going to cut it down by 37.5 milligrams. And here's the thing, I got loads of my current prescriptions. So if it gets problematic, I'm back on there. And she said it should be okay, but give us a call. I'll give you enough for 6 weeks. Give us a call in 4 weeks and see where we are. I went, all right. Oh, hang on a minute. My bloody get these headphones again on my nerves. So I did that. So that was good. Oh, you can buy this. This merch is, you can get it from tlna.co.uk. This is not discounted.
It's my actual writing, that.
Yeah, it's my actual idea.
Yeah, no, but it's my writing.
Okay, but it's my idea.
That's why I put Catherine first.
No. It's not why you put Catherine first.
I know. I was just telling a little story there. I was just doing a blessed.
Why is it Catherine first?
Because you said put Catherine first.
Thank you. I gave her permission.
You did. You let me.
Scott designed this T-shirt and I said, oh, could you get Catherine and Ian written across the top? He went, that's a brilliant idea. So that was it. What's the motivation to reduce your meds? Great question. I want to try it. I don't want to be on my meds forever.
Ruby Cavo 2, we don't need the directions because this doesn't apply to everyone, but Ian's taken his
I've taken medical advice and I've tried to come off before and it was horrendous. I mean, it was a horrendous time I was doing it. My divorce was coming through, but also it was physically horrendous. So I want to do it because I don't want to be on my... If I can, I would like to not be on my meds forever. Mm. That's my choice. Fizzy says, sex drive would be good too. Well, this is my worry, is that it won't be. Because on these meds, we've got young people watching, but on these meds, I... you know that clip we've got of, I could come. Well, I can't. Very easily. It's a lot of work on both sides. It's a lot of work. But so I want, my worry is will be that I will come off the meds at some point and I'll be like, sorry.
I don't even want to know.
I don't
think I know
eye
what that
contact
means.
With you while I'm miming yeah. ejaculation. Thank you, Matt.
Oh, it's like, okay.
But so I want to see what it's like to come off my meds. I want to see if I can do it. Thank you, King Mike. Thank you, Matty. Matty is one of our, is our king mod. The others are all his servants. Oh, Amy's asked me to do something and I keep forgetting to do it. Amy, I'm out of college tomorrow. Can I just do it on my computer?
Is that the universal sign for your computer?
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's bent, but I don't mind. It's the whole game's bent. So, Amy, I don't know if I can do it. What do I need to do? And I'll do it. But I'm at college tomorrow, but I will have a computer. And I won't really be paying attention because I kind of know it all. So I would like to see what it's like to come off of... To come off? I would like to see what it's like to come off. I would like to see what it's like to come off my meds. I don't want to be on them. What are you on, says Debs? I am on Effexor, venlafaxine. I was on citalopram for a few years and it stopped working. Then I tried the one that begins with S. I can't remember what it
Sertraline.
Is. Sertraline, and I didn't like that. And then now I'm on this and I've been on it for a few years and I'd like to see, I was on mirtazapine for a while as well. So I'd like to see. So I spoke to the doctor about that and that was positive. That was very positive. So I'm just checking, as always, Dr. Joe Lavens has been a pain in the butt.
Well,
in fact, I got to check just in case he emails us any
deets
drawings.
Just he is good with the diagrams, right, is Joe Lavens.
So that's that. And then the second thing, was there a second thing you wanted to talk about? The mirtazapine was actually, for me, surprisingly easy to come off. Thank you, Corgi registered friend. Mirtazapine was surprisingly easy to come off. The next thing I want to talk about. Thank you, Gatford. I said I would like. I've had a couple of people. That's a lie. One suggest that I might have some form of ADHD, and I would like to get tested for that. Are we out of focus? Background looks very sharp. It doesn't matter. I'd like to get tested for ADHD. And I was wondering what the reaction would, because I've done some reading up on this, and not everywhere has the facilities
right
for that. And she said, no, I can certainly start you. We chatted about why I wanted to do that and what I thought of. Here we go. I knew it.
And how receptive was she, or did you have to really convince her that it wasn't just a Dr. Google that you'd been speaking to?
Sorry, I've just got just been sent. There is a diagram coming from Dr. Jo Lavens.
Of course there is.
She was great. She was great. No resistance.
Good.
At all. And she said, right, I can put you on the NHS. I can start you on the NHS road. Oh, here we go. Oh, there you go. I can start you on the NHS road, but there's a huge waiting list. It'll take you about 12 months before you even get seen.
I could come.
I went, I'm in no rush. I'm up for it. Start it. And then we talked about private places. And I said, do you know any private places? Well, a recent patient went to this place, which is near me. And I had looked at it, and it was £1,500 to be assessed. £1,500 to be assessed.
I'd wait.
Any follow-up appointments for treatment? I mean, I don't know what treatment. I don't know if I want. I want to know.
They might put you on medication.
No. The follow-up appointment was £250 a pop. There are cheaper, this is not in London, there are cheaper psychs that would do it in London for about £1,000. I'm not spending £1,000 on that. If you have ADHD, they prescribe amoxicillin, which is basically venlafaxine. Well, they may prescribe it. I don't feel I need any medication for it, which may mean I don't know.
But what it will allow you to do is
make
to know yourself a little
make
bit better.
Decisions.
Yeah.
It'll make me understand why. It might help me understand why I've made some terrible choices in my life over certain things.
Yeah.
So that was my doctor's appointment today. I feel like we should have a jingle or something.
Diagnosis of the day.
That's what we need. 0203-286-6370. We were going to have hide and seek today, but I'm not feeling... I'm feeling better now that we've talked about that.
But you're not feeling playful, and that's
fine.
I'm
not feeling particularly inspired or playful tonight.
I could come.
Thank you, Booper. Thank you, Deb. But we're going to have Professor Jo Lavens on at 10.
Oh, Richard 4K2. Have you tried CBD oil, Ian?
I have tried CBD. Didn't work for me. We were going to be... One of our first sponsors was going to be CBD oil.
But some of the claims...
The person was cool with us phrasing it how we wanted to phrase it. But
I felt a little uncomfortable with some of the claims.
I felt, yes, the claims in general. They weren't about this specific company. The claims in general. But then Twitch made it easy because it's you can't. So that was that. I was on those, all of those at one time or another. And now it's been 10 years that any, I slowly came off them too. And now I've learned coping mechanisms from my anxiety and depression, so it can't be done. We're all different. Go with the flow and see how it goes.
Good shout.
That's it. I'm going to go with the flow and see how it goes. And also, if it don't work, coming off the pills, I'm going back on them pills. I'm going back on those pills. I got no problems going on those pills. That is my plan. So that's that. What was your doctor's diagnosis or prognosis today?
I didn't go and see a doctor today. What did I do today? Took the kids to school, not mine and the kid from down the street, which is fine. And then came back, did some work. I didn't do anything amazing today.
You survived?
I survived.
Not everyone did today.
This is true. And...
Yeah. I'm just checking Jo Lavens. I am listening. I'm really sorry.
Well, we've talked a little bit in the past about how I've got a bit of a screwy body image thing going on.
Yes. Let me put this down.
I'll tell you later.
Gatford, can we call you back in a minute?
No, it's all right. Talk to Gatford.
I've cut him off. We'll call you back in a minute, Gatford. Go on.
So, And it kind of all... There was a bit of a revelation after last summer's holiday when I came back and my mum had done all the washing in the washing basket that I'd been using as storage for things that don't fit me anymore.
Yeah.
And some of those things were tiny, 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 like size 8 things that I had been wearing maybe 2-3 years ago. No, it must be more than that. When I was going through a really stressful time, and with me, anxiety is always carried in my stomach. I get terrible stomach aches, and my, you know, if I'm really worried about something, I just won't be hungry. And yeah. It's not like I'm doing it on purpose, or I'm doing anything, you know, avoiding eating or anything. Just, you know, I think sometimes when you're so anxious, you're tight in your chest the whole time. You do feel full, and you can't imagine, you know, sitting down and eating a big meal or anything like that. Anyway, so I was ill, basically. So I looked at those clothes and they were tiny. And I remembered how ill I was. And I also remembered how fat I thought I was then. Mm. And seeing all the clothes racked up, loads and loads of them, like a big basket full that I'd been keeping, like I say, as storage, because there was no point in ironing them because they weren't going to fit. But I didn't want to throw them away because they were nice. So seeing them hung up, I found shocking, but also a wake up. And I went, do you know what? These are lovely clothes, but they're not for me. These are from when I was poorly and I'm going to give them away. And rather than being a remembrance of a time when I was having a hard time or to maybe trigger feelings of feeling like I'd put on a lot of weight and I was not as attractive anymore, which of course a lot of women and quite a lot of men these days will empathise with, I'm going to get rid. And rather than being my guilt dress, they could be someone's best dress, right? So I got all these clothes and I took them off to the charity shop and I felt a relief, a really overwhelming relief when I'd left them, like to the point where I kind of drove around the corner, I'd sat in the corner. It was great. And I said, I'm not going to do that again. Anyway, so then, you know, COVID happens.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the cats.
I know, they're wicked, aren't they?
Playing with the lights on. So I'm sorry, I was distracted.
So then COVID happens, and like many of you, the old COVID curves start to creep up. And, you know, some very helpful people on here have pointed out that I'm not as slim as I was before, but who is? You know, there are some people have managed to sort of get stuck into, you know, things that don't involve just sitting down during lockdown, but I did a lot of sitting down. And I was starting to feel rubbish. And I realised that I've spent a lot of my life resenting how I am. Even when I was tiny, even when I was a size 8, I thought I was massive, right? And I didn't want to see pictures of myself. And I'd always be the one taking the pictures, always be the one behind the video camera because it gave me an excuse not to be in the pictures. And I also knew that there was something weird going on because I grew up around people who had obvious problems with eating. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to diagnose them because we don't know, but you know, the atmosphere wasn't great. And for that reason, I never had scales in the house because I didn't want my kids to pick up on it. And I've always really, really worked very hard with them to tell them how healthy they are and how strong they are and what good girls they are. I've never told them that they've got to finish their plate. I've never told them anything like that. Try it. If you don't want it, that's fine. I never wanted to get heavy about food, but I never wanted to make it a thing. Right. Because I thought I'd swerved it, but actually I think what's happened is, you use this term quite a lot with people who are kind of teetering on the edge, right? I think that it was just luck, really, that I didn't succumb to the same sort of problems that I've seen other people succumb to. And maybe my behaviour, not having scales in the house, is extreme, right? A lot of people have scales in the house, it's not a problem, but I just knew it wasn't for me because I would start getting competitive with myself. And rather seeing that as a proclivity to something that I needed to sort out in my head, it was like, right, that's that sorted then. That's that done. So I've started to address it, not with, you know, I'm not doing radical diets or anything like that, but I've joined this thing that you'll see advertised where it's like a whole sort of psychological approach to it. It may or may not work. And I feel really silly telling you about this, but I'll tell you what happens with it. And if it is a rip-off or it, you know, I'll tell you what happens with it. But the approach seems to be just calming down about everything. It encourages you to walk a little bit more. It, you know, you get like this daily check-in thing of, right, another great day. You did so well yesterday. Let's get through today. We'll touch base at the end. There's actually a sort of a coach as well that sends you sort of text messages through. And I know this sounds really extreme, but... And the worst thing I could do is to try and handle this on my own, because I think that way I could start getting a little bit obsessed and weird about it.
Voices start echoing around in your head.
Yeah. Oh, this is taking ages. There must be a faster way to do this. Do you know what I mean? So let's see. But I'm on like day three of it, and I'm feeling quite positive about it. Like, for example, you said to me you wanted something posting, and normally I'll go, oh God, right, well, I'll post it on the way in because it's quite a heavy bag, and I'd make excuses to myself for not walking. Now I'm thinking, all right, that gives me an excuse to walk tomorrow. I'll have a little mission. So I'm trying to look after myself and get out of that kind of conflict that I realise I've been in for a long time. Anyway, so that's what happened to me this week.
Is actually bigger than you are, the tone of your voice would suggest for you.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you downplay it a little bit. It's interesting you said you feel silly talking about it.
I do feel silly talking
about
it.
There's something
because people have real problems, don't they? Is how I think of it. Yeah. But then I look back and I think, oh, it's not normal to be avoiding a camera.
But then I've just seen people like Amy and others in the chat going, yeah, that's me. Yeah, I identify with that. Or I'm similar to that. And I think that can be part of the issue for people such as you, where you think, well, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. There are similarities with addiction.
Not as bad as that.
Yeah, well, I never did heroin.
I don't need to go to a group. You know, I don't need to go to a group. I would feel like a fraud going to a group. But at the same time, I realise I'm that far away from needing a group.
Really proud of you. Do you want to hug it out?
Yeah. Anyway, what I'm saying to you is, don't waste your life. There's no more wasting lives and passing up opportunities and saying, oh no, I'd rather not go swimming with the kids because I don't want to. No more. So it's not about losing weight for me. It's about looking after myself. There we go. That's the end of my story. Or the start, actually, probably. That's what it feels like. What a waste, though. God, all through my 20s and 30s.
I think I'm beginning to see from other people around me in meetings and at other places I frequent that it seems to be the majority of people wasted their 20s and their 30s.
Yeah.
You know, when you're...
They weren't doing something well enough.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder if, you know, we need to raise the age of being an adult from 18 to 28 or 38. Because I look at 32, 33-year-olds now think, oh, those poor kids, they haven't got a clue. That's primarily because I didn't have a clue. I was just starting to kind of make sense of the world around me, but I didn't have a clue. 47, and I'm starting to... I would say I've been piecing things together since 44.
But, you know, hanging out with you makes a difference. You know, the amount of... the conversations we have had and the conversations that have been provoked by working with you made me realise that everyone's got stuff. And
I think people do.
The people that think they've got it all sorted out and haven't re-examined the situation since they were 15, I'd suggest they're kidding themselves.
We're going to have the professor on to talk about this amazing story. If you've not seen or heard Professor Joe Lavens before, it is incredible. He's incredible. He's a lecturer and an author. He's travelled the world investigating and talking about aliens. And he'll be talking about this story that was in the news this week about... I sound like a proper phone-in radio host. He'll be talking about the story this week that Israel is claiming that the American government is in contact with aliens but just won't release that information because you are not ready for it. But before that, we're going to have to speak to the professor at 10. And we've got some photos he sent through. We missed...
photos this time, huh?
Illustrations. We missed Gatters.
Hello.
Oh, balls. No, the cat...
You're kidding.
The camera is... Your camera's working.
Yes.
My camera that I set up is not working. So I'm going to have to... Let me just do the cheat workaround because it will annoy me. It worked earlier. I'm worrying about it. I can't do that, but I can do that. No, I can do that. You should see us. Here we go. If I click on it.
see you because I've got the other. I've got the iPad. I can see you on that. So.
No, I know, but it should. You should be able to see us on your Skype. God damn.
Before we lose the mood,
yes,
can I just say, big up to both of you. I'm not an expert. I'm not saying I'm an expert, but I used to work in a department that dealt with people with ADHD, and the bravery it takes to step forward and say you might have it and you want help is great. And I know this wasn't entirely what you were talking about, Kath, but I now work with people with eating disorders and who deal a lot with body image and things like that. And again, the bravery it takes to step forward and tell a professional, I want help, should be applauded. Well done to both of you. Keep going.
Can you diagnose me?
Yeah, you've got everything.
Yes!
Is that what you wanted?
Yes!
As long as it's free, Gatford, you'll have it.
Yes! In the morning!
I'm afraid that guy, that your doctor was right. It also cost the NHS about 1500.
Unlucky. I've paid for it. Give me. I tell you what. Let's stop all these bloody immigrants coming over here and give me a little bit of what I've paid for.
Well, hang on a minute. A lot of the immigrants are the doctors.
Yeah, well, let's stop them coming over here and then give me what I've paid for.
Okay.
What happens if it's an immigrant doctor that diagnoses you?
Let's
come over here, taking our diagnoses.
Once they've diagnosed me, they can bugger off back home.
What if you need treatment?
You'll take that first.
Some of them can stay, but not in council housing.
And just to say, amoxicillin, or I can't pronounce it, is only one of a number of ADHD meds. Okay, so don't be worried.
You write me a prescription for Tramadol?
I think he's saying yes.
Serious matters.
Yes.
I hope you saw the clip that was sent to you by Lino on Twitter.
I did see this clip.
I wondered whether it could be played out and whether I could get my apology.
See this clip.
I mean, we are banged to rights.
Explain for the uninitiated?
Yep.
Can you explain exactly what this clip, what it is, what we were talking about, and why this clip is so important to a sad little man such as yourself?
So basically, yesterday Ian and Kath announced that they're thinking of doing an afternoon show, and I said thank you, that was my idea, really should get some sort of recognition for that. Ian challenged me, and Kath backed him up, about finding the clip from the Tier 3 and Mods meeting, and my arch nemesis, I say nemesis because I've probably got more than one, found the clip.
Here's the clip. We're watching this guy here. All right, this guy. You might not hear this, Gatford, so just bear with us. This is the clip. You're watching this guy here.
Idiots in the chat. Gatford! Hey! You've frozen, mate.
Free!
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Everybody gets a cheer.
Well, you're moving. I don't know if it's better or not, but what have you brought anything?
Yeah, I got two crackers.
You see a doctor about that.
The first one is in order to be subversive and play the chat.
I think that we should do the show during the day.
So just in case you missed it, Gatford says clearly, I think that we should do the show during the day. Here it is again.
The first one is in order to be subversive and play the chat.
I think that we should do the show during the day.
So, yeah, Gatford, I apologise. It turns out that, yeah, you are right. You did say we should do the show during the day.
That's perfectly fine, Ian. Thank you very much. Is there any chance that when you do the show, you could name it, in honour of Gatford or something?
We will definitely do that.
In memoriam to Gatford. It's what he would have wanted.
We will definitely do that. Isn't that right? I'm going to close Skype.
Yeah.
Isn't that annoying? It worked earlier. I would say
less annoying, more typical.
Something happened to this computer. How do I do Control Alt Delete? That's it. Task Manager. We're going to close Skype. Oh, that didn't work. Something has happened to this computer. when it crashed the other day, and it just...
Did you try a wet reset?
No, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, you remember. We had that guy on, Stephen Murdoch.
Oh, Stephen
and
Murdoch.
He said at one point about a wet reset, and we had a load of people phone in afterwards complaining that their computers had been
that
broken
is true, actually.
By inserting water into them. It turns out it was not advised practice by most of the big laptop companies. So I just wondered if that's what you'd done.
It does not bloody work.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, I think we should phone the professor
up. Let's get some sense. Let's get some science. Let's get some thinking. Let's get some universal...
Oh, I got a cameo request.
Spirituality.
Let me do a cameo request.
I don't think it's right to do it on the camera. I think it should just be for them.
Here we go. Well, why? It makes it more special.
Everyone else has seen it first.
For them, it makes it more
special. I don't want a second-hand present.
It makes it more special for these people to know that I can do it.
Okay.
I'll do it later. You've ruined the vibe. You've ruined the vibe. Right. Let's kill Freudian clip. Slip! Let's call the professor.
Yeah.
So let us call him. It's saying that it... I was... 7-7-4. I shouldn't say it out loud, should I?
No.
Oh, they can hear. You can hear it. So this is about the big alien story. If you just want to explain the story before we go to the professor, Catherine.
Some bloke in...
But don't do it like that.
A professor in Israel has suggested that aliens are real and Donald Trump knows about it, but you have not been told because you can't handle the truth.
And it's been a big, huge story. It was in The Independent. It's a huge story.
So
and I
true.
Thought we would get Professor Joe Lavens.
I could come.
On to the show. And I think we should have the professor on now. Good evening, Professor.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine. It's great to speak to you.
How are you doing, Professor Joe Lavens? How is lockdown 2 treating you?
Well, as you may be familiar, I've been writing my book, Body of Evidence, Competing with the Alien Super Species, by Professor Joseph Levin. So I've been very busy with that, promoting it over mostly remotely from my office. But like anyone, I'm really looking forward to getting back, getting to the conferences, speaking to people, getting back out there.
The vaccine, I'm sure it must be, as a man of science, you must be very excited by the vaccine.
Oh, indeed. But I mean, this is partly what I wanted to talk about. There's no way, there's no conceivable way that we could come up with a vaccine that had not been formulated, which had not been offered to us by a body, perhaps an alien superspecies with a higher intelligence than ourselves.
Wow.
So I don't think that's, oh yeah, I don't think that's any surprise.
You don't think it could have come, you don't think Earth science is good enough to have created a COVID-19 vaccine? Wow.
No, certainly not. I mean, there's been many digital, you only have to look at digital entertainment, digital communication. That yes. comes from alien intelligence. That's beyond question.
Professor Levens, I was at the co-op yesterday and I heard a bloke talking to his neighbour saying that he reckoned that probably COVID came from someone doing it with an alien. Your thoughts?
Well, I have discussed that before. I don't think, I mean, people have done it with an alien before. And there are certain diseases that come from aliens, bomb, et cetera. And
space
that
AIDS.
Can cause space AIDS. Is something
space
you
AIDS.
Said last time. I don't know if space AIDS is a real thing, but I know that certain germs can be.
If you've got AIDS in space, that is space AIDS.
Okay, it's not being called that before. I've never heard it called before, okay. But there's AIDS.
Can you get space warts?
Space
warts.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It was a fact that Apollo 19, they returned, and a number of them, Michael Collins, had a wart right on his, and just between his ball sack and his knob.
The taint.
Oh, the taint, yeah.
So this story, huge story, Professor, huge story, the Israel is saying it and
yes,
America
sir.
Have been in contact with aliens, but we just aren't ready to know about it yet.
My contention in the book, I mean, this comes from a Professor Hamid Ashid, who was a former space chief, and he says not only aliens exist, humanity, yes, that's right, is not ready for us to convene with them. In my book, my contention is more that the way of communicating is so abhorrent, the way that the alien superspecies conducts itself is so contrary to how we in the civilized world operate.
That maybe it's not even speech, but how they communicate, we would find upsetting.
Yes, I mean, I played you recordings before, but this is one. This is one that we had, and this is no secret. I've been playing this for quite some time. When I go on my talks, when I go touring, give my seminars, and this is you may be familiar with Konkili language from Barbinkian 23.
That's your wife
and
ex-wife, I think.
It was at some point a marriage. The marital vows were taken. Not something that I don't think anyone would recognize them as vows on planet Earth. But this was the way that her father communicated. If you just let me play this. This is repeating.
So it's like it's like a typing noise and then a farting noise.
Well, farting is expelling air. If you have a look at the diagram,
Pardon? I know what farting is. I'm just saying that to me is what it sounded like.
I know
like.
You know what farting is. I'm saying that that's not necessarily farting, expelling air from bubble.
What did it mean?
Not really.
Was that a warning? Was that?
Well, that was a warning. Yes, that is correct. That was a warning.
Yeah, it felt
this
alarming, yeah.
At the end, this is the warning.
Oh, yeah.
That is the warning at the end, and a curse at the end. Leave my daughter. leave my daughter. No human with my daughter. And the final...
Where is Space Johnny?
The final one. And just play the final one again. Warning. That was the warning at the end there.
You're creating some controversy in the chat. Mm-hmm. Can I read you a couple of comments, please? I've just lost one that said... This isn't something you should joke about. Mm. And then the Nocturnal Scribe says, if you follow the development and history of vaccination and immunology and the virtuous circle of scientific inquiry, you can clearly you can clearly see the stepwise development of theory and practice. To say propose the vaccine is the product of aliens is just nonsense. Right. Maybe instead of staring out into the heavens, you, Professor, should study immunology.
Okay, I've been near an alien's anus, and I've heard...
You've been what, sorry?
I've been near an alien's anus.
Yeah.
This is how they communicate. I've heard this. And if that person, I don't know who wrote that doesn't seem particularly eloquent.
The Nocturnal Scribe.
Okay, who is that?
I have no idea. This is someone in the chat.
I don't think that's his given name.
No, we don't know who that is.
Okay. The sphincter opens. The sphincter speaks.
Is this a haiku? Now,
No.
Very loku.
Very loku. It speaks and it stinks. But the point is, it can communicate. And this Nocturnal Scribe and the other guy who said that it mustn't be joked about, I would invite you to come to see some of my work at NASA. And if there's ever the opportunity... Oh boy, I want to see one of those guys come and be face to face.
You'd like to see the you'd like to you okay. So you would like to see the Nocturnal Scribe come.
Yes,
while
I would.
You show him your bumhole.
Yeah,
right.
Not my bumhole.
Nope. Okay. You've sent us some. Now, are these photographs that you've sent us? I've not opened them yet.
They're just drawings. They're from 2004.
Diagrams.
Shall I open the first? I've got the first one. Okay.
Tell me, describe which one that is.
It is NASA equipment, circa 2004. I'm just wondering if
that
I can.
Great.
I'm just going to make this a. There we go. Nice and big. So it fills the screen. I'm going to move us out of the way over here. So talk us through this. This is an ear trumpet.
An ear. That is, of course, a colloquial term, the ear trumpet. It is a highly sophisticated piece of listening equipment, which would be put near the alien's bomb hole to listen to any communication that's being broadcast. The second one is I call it a twirly stick, which has a bit on the end that goes up the bumhole and forces out some kind of communication.
I just got distracted for a second. What is this? Why? What is this? This is to do with the aliens, how they communicate.
I don't know if you've been listening. That's precisely what I'm saying.
Okay,
now this professor explains why they're so obsessed with our bumholes.
Yes, that's correct, sir. That is correct.
So you've got an ear trumpet, which it looks like
that's
it's... Correct. Okay, And you've got a stick...
That's just some ornamental, carvings I put on the side.
It looks like a carrot.
A stick? Stick
with... a curly bit on
it. It's a stick with curly edge. And what happens at that? With that, do you think?
It goes up the ring piece and forces out some communication.
The alien's ring piece?
Yeah.
Okay. And you've got a picture of B-hole. What's that?
That's what it is, bumhole.
Bumhole, sorry. And
B-hole, I put as abbreviation.
And the speech bubble says conchili, etc. brackets.
Well, that's just to illustrate that the alien is speaking.
So it might not always say conchili, it might say something else.
No, of course not. Yeah. Kompake.
Sorry?
Kompake.
Okay.
Kompake is a greeting.
Okay.
Kompake, which they might have been saying there.
Yeah. And there's little kind of like sort of dots jumping off the alien's bum. Is that, what is that?
I don't know. That might have been a mistake. I don't know why I did that.
I noticed that the buttocks have been coloured in. Is that, or is that a design, a traditional design?
Has he been slapped?
What was colouring in?
His buttocks.
The buttocks.
No, that was just an illustration. I mean,
that's artistic. Okay.
Well,
I believe I only had two felt tip pens. One was yellow and the other one was orange. Mm. And the orange one is the actual.
Okay.
The yellow ones come out green.
Let's open the second image.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know. I've got to be careful with TOS. So, just Mons, if you could just let me know if we're getting close to breaking TOS.
Right.
In terms of service, this is the rear view
of an alien species.
Alien. And he's doing, it looks like he's got poo.
No, I think
that's his junk.
That's his junk.
That's his junk.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Lovely. That's his anus, alien anus. You put alien anus and then aliens bum hole, etc. What would the etc. possibly be?
That's a hang down at the back there.
Can I ask you a question, Professor?
Yes, sir.
Have you been drinking this evening?
No, I have not.
I'm just asking. You seem a little bit vaguer than usual. Is something going on?
No, certainly not. There's nothing going on. And people have accused me of just trying to sell my book, but that's not the case. This comes after years of dedicated research with NASA, and I would wholeheartedly refute that if anyone wants to say.
If you've got any questions, please put them in the chat, and we will pass them on to the professor. Mookie asked a question, Wacky Backy Joe. Don't know what that means.
Well, I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means. What was your job at NASA? Just going to cover those.
Well, probing. I was a prober. Pardon?
I'm just covering those balls up because we can't afford another ban.
No.
What was your job at NASA?
Well, I was a prober. I was a communicator. I translate a lot of the, I translate a lot of this sort of thing. This sort of thing, roughly.
Sorry, you're mumbling. The line's breaking up a little bit.
No, that sort of thing there would. I'm just playing on a loop.
What are you doing?
I'm just playing that on a loop now.
Okay.
Right? For example, that translates as Leave my daughter. Onkali, leave my daughter. Onkali, a stranger.
Great question here from Dan. Why is the speech bubble near his head if he talks out of his bum? And I think he's referring to the alien professor, not you.
Yeah, I messed that bit up. Sorry,
you messed that up. Okay, that's fair enough.
I didn't have a rubber, and I knew we were on air shortly. But you're right; it comes out of his bum.
Okay, and you've copyrighted the image there. So
yes, sir.
Someone says. Doesn't Alan asks NASA? I've always wondered what it stands for. Is it the National Arse Space Agency? I suppose if it was American, it would be ass, wouldn't it? It would be ass instead of ass.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I'm not prepared to answer that. That's
okay. Spangle says, does the professor make a living with this bullshit?
Oh.
That's a little harsh. I'm an academic. I've been making my living with this for over 30 years.
The part of the argument of your new book, Body of Evidence, Convening with the Alien Super Species, that humans aren't ready for this stuff. And when we're afraid, we make jokes.
First we ridicule
Absolutely
them.
Right.
Then we
Absolutely
say they're talking
right.
bollocks. Then we carry on saying they're talking bollocks. Then we laugh a bit more.
People can laugh all they want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm telling you now that they have got some horrible, horrible habits. Sometimes I don't have, I'm going to put this delicately. I don't want to upset anyone with the TOS, but let's put it this way. Wiping up doesn't happen.
Okay,
like
my kids. Yeah.
Yeah, it could happen a bit more thoroughly.
The bum hole is yellow and green, and then I'm guessing that's brown.
No, I've explained that. I have explained that.
Oh, so it's
not
actual color.
I only have a set of felt tips.
Right.
My wife has borrowed the felt tips. She needs them. She's a school teacher. She needs them. So
Have you married a human woman now?
Yes, you know that. You know that. My wife, Sarah, has been a teacher for quite some time.
Okay. And what does Sarah think of all of this?
Well,
people in the chat are calling bullshit.
Well, they can say what they like. And I have a very loving relationship with my wife. And I know that it's odd that I was married to Bahrain Kim 23. My wife doesn't have a problem with that.
Okay.
We had fully finished that. We, consummated that relationship with Bahrain Kim.
Yeah.
And my wife and I have normal sexual relations as any humans do.
Okay.
And that's fine. And that's fine. She doesn't worry about that.
Richard says the alien's bumhole looks like a jammy dodger, which it does.
It does, actually.
That is correct. That is correct. No, it does. That's exactly what it does. Yeah.
Alfie says, can the professor describe the aroma coming from the alien's anus? A sensible question at last.
It stinks. Absolutely stinks. It penetrates to high heaven.
Okay. Matty asked,
it's
where
not,
is...
It makes you get... Oh, God, sorry? It's awful. It's horrible.
What could you compare it to?
I'll poo in that.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I suspected.
Yeah.
Okay. Matty says, and this may be too painful, where is Barbinkium now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there are times I look up into the huge void above my head in Peterborough, and I wonder where she is. And occasionally I sense she's around. I mean, they could be amongst us. All I know is I thought I saw her in Northampton Town Center not long ago, and I followed someone I thought was her, but it wasn't. It was just a lady working in the market.
Bestie Boy says, is the professor telling us that if someone was to crack the security to the White House, say by the back door, so to speak, would we find evidence of aliens? Great question.
Oh.
Is that some kind of crude euphemism about a back door and the
crack? And it could be. I didn't see that. I didn't see that. I apologize.
No, that's right.
Where did the professor get his doctorate from? Toys R. No, that's rude as well.
Outrageous.
I think wouldn't. I'm trying to find questions that aren't rude. Sorry. Is she down the pub? What is the...
I've had this before with your show. Yeah. I'm not sure this is always worth it because people don't take my research
selling
seriously.
The book. Is the book Body of Evidence, Convening with Alien Superspecies?
Okay. Thank you.
Here we go. Danny says, the professor's in Peterborough. I'm 10 minutes away near Huntingdon. Can we meet up for an alien milkshake?
We could certainly meet up. I don't know what that means about a milkshake. Yeah, if you want to meet up, certainly. The telescope, he'll be aware of the telescope near Huntingdon. We could meet there.
Can we find some
anytime.
Sensible questions? Paddy says, where do aliens originate? Is it Uranus?
Lucretia says, my mum is from Huntingdon, so there's a possible lead.
Does that help at all?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what, in finding Barbinkian?
Yeah.
No, it was Northampton. That's not near Huntington.
Some support here. Monkey Boy, I think it's terrible that people mock this man. He's an expert in his field and should be treated respect he deserves.
That's Gove, isn't
absolutely
it? We are sick
right.
and tired of experts.
That's the problem.
That's the line.
That is the problem. Suddenly everyone's an expert. I'm offering concrete proof, academic proof, scientific proof about an alien sphincter all a bit around there, and people are lampooning me. No, it's no good.
Okay. How does... all of these questions are actually quite unpleasant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's call it to
salacious, they are. Salacious.
Yeah, alien nitrate, probing deeper, loads of Uranus.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've heard arsehole, all
this man
yeah,
is,
okay.
is an arsehole.
Yeah, so are you, whoever said that.
Oh, do aliens eat or use anything off of the Earth?
Great question.
Thank you. Good question. Corn on the cob.
Okay.
They like it because it looks all strange in that.
It does look strange in that, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah Professor, it does. Like alien vegetable, I call it.
Okay, so Professor, just give us the book one more time.
You want the name of the book? Well, I have it coming out. It's published by Methuen, Body of Evidence Convening with the Alien Superspecies by Professor Joseph Lavens. Thank you so much.
One final question for Baggio says, with or without butter, Professor?
Which one, without butter?
With or without butter.
Who's that, from Baggio?
For Baggio. For
Baggio.
For Baggio.
For Baggio, I don't know. I mean, I like it with butter. I mean, sometimes I have it.
I've got to be honest. I think we're kind of going off on a tangent, Professor. It's probably best that we move on.
Mm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate thank you. And what will you be doing over Christmas?
Well, I don't celebrate Christmas. I will be doing my research. I think that the more we learn about this intergalactic space, the less I believe in myth. I'm all about the facts. And I think if you read my book, you will find that.
All about the sex? Oh, we have got a sensible question. Last question. Twitch said, Twitch Custard Pie says, do they drink tea or coffee, and do you have to put it in a big bowl so they can siphon it up with their ass?
No.
Not a great question. Sorry,
no,
I shouldn't have
said that.
No,
that's not good. Not good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Professor. Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks. Very interesting as ever, and I'll be thinking about those diagrams for a long time.
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.